Okay,
we
have Alan and Helen outside the town hall. What day is it?
It's Wednesday afternoon, Alan, and the clock on the town hall says 2:25, so I guess we'll get a few bongs in 5 minutes.
Gosh.
As we walk up from the town hall, we're going to head towards the bottom of the moor on the left-hand side. Is that right?
We are. And okay. We're going to see what's interesting and happening down there.
Yep, okay then.
So if I pass you that, there we go. Got the.
We've seen a few school parties of children about. I think one lot were going to the Crucible or whatever, but it's a very clear day. It's not too busy in town today, but there's a number of people around. And it's looking really attractive, the Peace Gardens.
So you can hear the fountains, whether it's picking up on the recorder, you can hear the fountains in the background.
There's some really lovely lanterns, Chinese lanterns, hung on the lamppost.
Because it's Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year. It looks really actually very attractive and quite sophisticated. It looks nice.
I can't remember whether it's 8th or 10th that is the Chinese New Year this year.
Do you ever go out for Chinese meals in the city centre? Oh no, we had a bit of a disaster once, didn't we, at that buffet which I invited us along to.
Yeah, and once we actually went out for a Chinese, we went to the Zingbo, which is down the moor.
Yeah.
And it was actually Chinese New Year we went in, and we didn't actually know.
You managed to get a table as well.
We got a table.
Wow! Was it a really good atmosphere in there with lots of Chinese people?
It was rampacked with Chinese people.
So that's one that you can recommend with regards to...
Hey, that's a long time ago.
A long time ago, okay.
Long time ago. We have, Chinese takeaways.
Yeah. One that was recommended that I think is fairly central down here somewhere, Wong Ting, is that in the city of the moor somewhere?
Idea.
I think that's got, somebody said that their food's quite good and reasonable value, and I think it's one of those you pay a set price and then you can just keep ordering numerous meals that they bring to the table.
They're doing some digging on the other side of the road, aren't they?
They are. It's outside the Cooperative Bank near the... We've got the old Salvation Army building next to it. I don't know what they're doing with that, whether they're keeping that. But no, I don't know.
Right.
Digging up the road for some reason. We could ask. It's closed off that cycle lane on that side.
Oh, right, okay.
So we've got Greg's on the left.
Come on, Bilby.
Noticed that the Costa in Hillsborough shut down, and you noticed today on the tram stop there's some lovely independent cafes though in Hillsborough, so
that's better than a big chain.
Yeah, whoops, there's some awning. Family jewellers and pawnbrokers, sorry that nearly got your head.
You need the pawnbroker.
Browns. So to the left we can drop down to the cheese grater building and go down to the station that way,
down,
don't we?
If Union Street or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the building there. Still going.
There'll probably be a bit of that going on, I guess. I was out with my friend Rose yesterday and her chihuahuas because I was finding cafes that are dog friendly for people that don't have assistance dogs and things. She can sit in certain ones, so I had a bit of dog therapy with a little dog on my lap yesterday.
Where are you going?
So there's a huge... there's a demolition sort of thing going behind the barriers to the left. I don't know. I can't even remember what it was, Alan. I really can't remember.
There used to be depending if you're going right down onto the corner, this used to be radio rentals on the corner, and then there was a walkway and a butcher's type thing under there at one point.
Right. Okay.
Well, it's all demolished.
Be interesting to see what happens behind that in the coming weeks.
So we're just on the approach to, oh, and I don't know the name of this road.
We've got the old Debenhams is up on the right. Yeah, diagonally across.
It's the radio rentals.
And I did go to it years ago. Spent a lot of money on hiring a telly and video, but my parents couldn't believe it. They paid it off and said, "Do you realise how many hundreds and hundreds of pounds?" I hope I've been holding this in the right place. I hope it's going to be sensitive enough.
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
And then we used to have H. Samuels across on your right-hand side.
Okay.
And this building on the left, is it a bowling alley or something?
Just across the road here on the left, it's H&M now.
Right. That,
is this safe for us to cross? Yes, it is. Yeah. It's not clear with the pedestrian. There's no sound either, is there?
Yeah. It was McDonald's for a while.
Now McDonald's, was that a bit further down?
No, it was right on the corner.
It was actually here.
It was on this corner.
Because I remember the McDonald's,
And Redgate used to be the old toy shop, what everybody talks about in Sheffield.
Yes, I've heard people talk about it. Right, for some reason I thought it was nearer the red brick Moorfoot building. I didn't realise.
It was just there.
Ah.
Yeah.
So there's a Five Guys burger place. Still not tried them out, so apparently their portions are big.
Apparently, yeah. And then we had Woolworths, used to be just down the corner.
Yes, I remember that.
And then it was the big shop, and then it was split in half because Superdrug took half of it.
Right.
And they do theatrical stuff in there every now and again, don't they?
There was. Yeah, what was it called? The something bird something, maybe. I don't know. Ringing a little bell there.
Yeah, there's something.
So there's the old...
It's on our right.
Cafe Nero on the right. Yeah, in the middle of the pedestrianised area.
So we've got a thing what's been built in the middle of pedestrian.
Yes, it is it's a solid thing. It's not a cafe stand. It's an actual building.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we used to have the bandstand in the middle.
So there's somebody evangelising outside what used to be Dorothy Perkins.
Right.
And that's that Wong Ting restaurant that I mentioned when we were talking about Chinese places. So there's a big EE shop here.
Alright. I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, you need to pay.
And then just after that, there's the Clark's shoe shop. On our right, there's another little building. It's a bakery. Auntie Annie's seems to sell cakes and things.
Units on the precinct.
Yes.
And what was the road? Because I remember this being a road.
Right.
Buses and cars going up and down.
I never do. That was before my Sheffield time.
I was only knee-high to a grasshopper.
Okay. So, a big Next shop. What? They've got a deal of the day. Oh, it's TUI, the travel company, have got a deal of the day.
You can go
to Mallorca for £979.
Well, I've told you.
Self-catering, family of four. I've just glanced down to the right. I know we're concentrating on the left-hand side, but China Red restaurant down there. I'm noticing more Chinese restaurants than I've ever seen before. And that big Primark, obviously, is on that side. I know we're going to explore that another time. But yes, all the time. We've got these shops on the left-hand side. Another Greggs. We've already passed one back there.
Yeah, two Greggs.
On the right-hand side, a Krispy Kreme. Another one of those... I want to call it pop-up. It's actually a proper sort of building, though.
Proper building,
yeah,
actually,
modern with glass windows and different sitting sides,
rather
yes.
than on the building line.
Yeah, in the middle.
Okay.
We've got Blacks on the left, and followed by Holland and Barrett.
Gosh, all these shops, it's so long since I've been down here, knowing what the shops are. They've changed.
Yeah. I don't know how you pronounce this. Deichmann. It's D-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N. They seem to sell boots, outdoor sort of boots and stuff. Whoops.
Junior, look where you're going.
Thank you. No worries. Come on, you.
And we have the Moor Market on our left. Do you go in there often, Alan, for anything in particular?
No, because of the Castle Market I used to know, because it was all just straight up and down, left and right. But in here, all the lanes seem to just curve and follow around.
Yeah.
And I used to go to the Olive Man in there, and our butchers used to be in here. But it's so awkward to actually find my way around now. I don't go in.
Interesting.
But I'd love to go back, and I do believe he's still got the olive stall, because his olives and his feta cheese are to die for.
Thank you for that recommendation. I will try and check that out. Maybe we'll have a wander around the market together on another occasion and have a snoop around what stalls are there.
We can.
Yeah.
We can include things like that.
So all the time we've been walking along, we've now got the temporary market stalls in the middle of a precinct, where before we had those cafe things. But there's no stalls there right at this moment, so I'm not sure. I'm not up to date with the days of trading these days.
Yeah. They had different things on different days, didn't they? Like on a Monday used to be flea market day and stuff. And different stalls.
It'll be worth finding out what the up-to-date things are with that use of that space. So we're now, we've passed a few shops on the left, as we've been walking, including Iceland, Poundland, Sports Direct, all very modern plate glass window, sliding door kind of buildings.
All part of the new market development.
Yeah.
Which is not a new market anymore, is it? It's been here a while.
Yeah. So.
And if we miss some today, and we do this again in a 4 or 5 weeks' time, we can pick up on other shops.
Yeah. Plus lots of sort of concrete seating area on our right, and then there's a pop-up cafe shop building with some tables outside, as we've on the left past USC.
Yeah, because there's... TJ's Hughes was down here, weren't it, as well?
It was on the left. Yes, it was.
When that moved from the other end of town near the cathedral, it moved down here, and that's closed.
So we've now got to the road, Cumberland Street, which obviously the buses sort of come along. Got Decathlon down on the left. Opposite us, there's just the very end of the moor. There are a couple of market stalls out. Do you want to go over and just have a look? See what is down there. Seems to be trainers and things out on the tabletop. So there's a burger grill van selling hot dogs and things, with some tables outside it in the middle. And then behind that, some clothes and shoes and things, market stall. And on the left-hand side, we've got... there's hairdressers, nail bars, and more markety sort of shops. One that seems to sell all sorts, balloons and everything outside it. And the red brick Moorfoot building.
Manpower Services building.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
So that's our stroll for today.
Okay.
Let's stop the recording and, well,
okay.
How long has it took us?
What time is it now? By my watch, it is now 20 to 3, Alan. So
that's nearly 15 minutes.
I'll press the stop button now.